Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Agilent Technologies, Inc., a global leader in life sciences diagnostics and applied chemical markets. Agilent's innovative solutions in analytical instrumentation and lab services play a crucial role in various scientific and industrial fields. We'll dive into how behavioral finance influences their R investments, DEI initiatives, market adaptation, and compare them with other companies in the scientific instrumentation sector. Let's get started.
Agilent Technologies operates in a highly specialized field with significant investment in R. How do biases like loss aversion and overconfidence impact their decision-making processes?
Loss aversion can influence Agilent's R investments. This bias involves the tendency to prefer avoiding losses rather than acquiring equivalent gains. In the context of R, Agilent might be cautious about investing in high-risk projects due to fear of potential losses. This could lead them to favor safer, more predictable projects, potentially impacting their innovation trajectory. Overconfidence also plays a role. This bias involves overestimating one's abilities to predict outcomes or manage risks. For Agilent, overconfidence might lead to overly ambitious R goals or underestimations of technical challenges, impacting project success rates and resource allocation.
By understanding and managing these biases, Agilent can make more balanced decisions about their R investments and project priorities.
Exactly. Addressing loss aversion and overconfidence helps Agilent optimize their R strategy and enhance their innovation capabilities.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion day at Agilent Technologies. How do DEI initiatives intersect with behavioral finance in the context of a scientific company?
DEI initiatives are important for Agilent as they aim to foster a diverse and inclusive work environment. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI efforts can improve employee satisfaction and creativity, which are crucial for innovation and scientific research. A diverse team brings different perspectives and ideas, contributing to more effective problem solving and research outcomes. For investors, DEI efforts signal a commitment to ethical practices and corporate social responsibility. This can enhance Agilent's reputation and appeal to investors who prioritize inclusivity and social impact, potentially leading to improved financial performance and market position.
Investors are increasingly valuing DEI initiatives, recognizing that a diverse and inclusive workforce can drive better business outcomes and foster innovation.
Precisely. By integrating DEI into their corporate strategies, Agilent not only strengthens its internal operations but also enhances its market reputation and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Agilent operates in a sector with rapidly evolving technologies and customer needs. How does the company adapt to these changes, and what role does behavioral finance play?
Agilent adapts by staying informed about advancements in scientific technologies and evolving customer requirements. Behavioral finance helps them understand market trends and customer sentiment, guiding their strategic adjustments. For instance, if there's a growing demand for precision medicine, Agilent might pivot its product offerings or R focus to address this trend. By leveraging insights from behavioral finance, Agilent can make strategic adjustments to its product development and market strategies, ensuring they remain competitive and responsive to industry changes.
Their ability to adapt to technological and market shifts is crucial for maintaining their leadership position in the scientific instrumentation sector.
Exactly. By applying behavioral finance insights, Agilent can navigate industry changes and optimize its strategies for sustained growth and innovation.
Now, let's compare Agilent Technologies to other companies in the scientific instrumentation sector like Thermo Fisher Scientific and PerkinElmer. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Each company has unique behavioral finance dynamics. Agilent focuses on a broad range of scientific markets. While Thermo Fisher Scientific and PerkinElmer also have diverse portfolios but with different specializations. For instance, Thermo Fisher has a strong emphasis on life sciences and analytical instruments, while PerkinElmer is known for its diagnostics and environmental solutions.
Understanding these dynamics helps investors evaluate the relative strengths and strategies of each company and how behavioral finance influences their market positioning.
Exactly. By comparing these companies, investors can assess which providers' strategies align with their investment goals and how behavioral finance impacts their performance and market approach.
To sum up, Agilent Technologies' approach is influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through our investments, DEI efforts, or market adaptation. These factors play a crucial role in shaping their market position and investor perception.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides valuable insights into what drives Agilent's performance and where potential opportunities and challenges lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.
Thank you.